Hey there, amazing humans. This is Laura Bennett, and welcome back to the Feminine Reset Emotional Strength Daily. I'm so stoked you're here today because we're diving deep into something super powerful: emotional intelligence. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes? Well, guess what? We can learn to be the drivers of our emotional journeys. Today, we're going to unlock the secrets of emotional intelligence and how it can seriously level up your relationships with your partner, friends, family, even that barista who always gets your latte order wrong. Trust me, this isn't some airy-fairy self-help stuff. We're talking practical tools you can use right now to understand yourself better and navigate those tricky relationship waters like a pro. Here's the lowdown. Emotional intelligence is all about recognizing, understanding, managing, and using your emotions effectively. Think of it as your superpower, the ability to tap into your feelings, figure out what they're telling you, and then make choices that lead to stronger, healthier connections. It's not just about being happy all the time. It's about acknowledging the whole spectrum, the joy, the anger, the sadness, the frustration, and using it all to build deeper understanding with yourself and others. First up, we need to get real with ourselves. That means becoming aware of your emotional patterns, those automatic reactions you have in certain situations. You know, that inner voice that screams, ugh, traffic, or that urge to roll your eyes when someone starts a rant. By recognizing these patterns, you can start to break free from them and respond instead of just reacting. Next, let's talk about empathy, the ability to put yourself in another person's shoes and see things from their perspective. It's like having a mental x-ray that lets you peek into someone else's world and understand what they're feeling. Now, I'm not saying you have to agree with everyone, but practicing empathy can help you build bridges instead of walls. Here's where things get really cool. Emotional intelligence isn't just about understanding your own emotions or those of others, it's also about managing them effectively. Think of it like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. This means learning to calm yourself down when you're feeling stressed, expressing your feelings assertively instead of bottling them up, and even finding healthy ways to deal with conflict. And let's not forget about communication, the lifeblood of any relationship. Being emotionally intelligent means communicating clearly, honestly, and respectfully. It's about active listening, asking clarifying questions, and making sure that you're both heard and understood. Remember, a conversation isn't just about words. It's also about tone, body language, and those unspoken cues we often pick up on. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Picture this. You're at a dinner party with friends, and someone starts complaining about their boss, venting all the frustrations they have. Now imagine two different scenarios. In scenario one, you feel annoyed by their negativity, roll your eyes internally, and try to change the subject. Not exactly emotionally intelligent, right? But in scenario two, you actively listen, acknowledge their feelings, and offer a supportive response. You might say something like, "That sounds really frustrating. It's tough dealing with a difficult boss." By showing empathy and understanding, you are not only creating a more positive environment, but you're also strengthening your connection with that friend. So, what's the takeaway here? Emotional intelligence is a superpower waiting to be unleashed. It's about becoming self-aware, empathetic, and skilled in managing our emotions, all of which can transform our relationships. Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about showing up authentically, being kind to ourselves and others, and constantly striving to learn and grow. Ready to level up your emotional intelligence? Start by paying attention to your own feelings and how they influence your actions. Practice active listening in conversations and make a conscious effort to understand other perspectives. Remember, strong relationships are built on a foundation of trust, empathy, and open communication. Go out there and rock those connections. And that's a wrap for today. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with your friends and let's spread the emotional intelligence love.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.